I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend? Or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
92.9 Podcasts, powered by Action 24/7, Tennessee's only local legal sports book. Bet now at Action247.com.
Wing Guru is an empire. The homie Billy Richmond, former Memphis Tiger, he's going global. He's got a location opening up in Atlanta, but he's got locations here in Memphis. You don't have to go to Atlanta to get Wing Guru.
That's right.
Locations all throughout Memphis. 21 flavors of wings. Go to the location. Go look at the wall. I'm on there. Jason's on there. Your favorite former Tiger's probably on there. 21 flavors of wings. My go-to is garlic sriracha, but they got honey suicide if you want a little kick. Lemon pepper hot. The Triple J, inspired by Jaren Jackson Jr. Might be a good time to get some of that. Get to Wing Guru today.
Spicy tacos, another one. Nashville hot, I'd recommend. And if you like Billy's wings, and we all do, they're world famous now. Try his bone-in thighs. They're fantastic. You love the wings, you'll love his bone-in thighs. What he does to a wing, he does exactly the same thing with a thigh. It's going to be fantastic with those 21 flavors. Try them all for yourself. Just put that check mark beside each flavor once you've tried them. It's worth it. Lunch, dinner, tailgates, and parties. Go to the Wing Guru. Nowhere else to go. Look for their dry rubs, seasonings, and Guru Gold Sauce as well at Kroger and at Super Low. And when you see Billy Richmond, the former Tiger basketball player, you tell him that Jason and John sent you. All right, every day at this time, we like to do them call the rundown. Let's do it.
Now, it's the rundown presented by ExploreSt.Louis.com. The biggest stories of the day from Jason and John on 92.9 FM ESPN. First story.
Memphis Grizzlies. Dylan Brooks. Desmond Bane. Red hot Desmond Bane, by the way. Both go for 21 last night. Memphis continues to play some outstanding defense in shutting down the Miami Heat, the Bam Adebayo list Miami Heat. Don't give a care that Bam wasn't there. 105-90
last
night.
That was a great
night.
Rhyme there, sir.
You like that?
Don't give a care that Bam wasn't there by Dr. Seuss.
When they said,
or did we cancel Dr. Seuss?
They said we're talentless.
I think we got wrong, canceled. Aren't they? We got canceled yesterday.
Can rhyme. We can rhyme with the best of them, can't we?
Yeah, we
do,
can.
You do the Eminem.
Yeah.
And I'll do the Dr. Seuss.
Yeah, Eminem, yeah. One of the greatest lyricists, if not the greatest lyricist of all time.
Right next to Lil White.
I mean, that's a big reach. But
you held up very high.
I mean, I think they're...
We know you haven't high. Very
I think
high.
Lil White belongs
we
in the conversation.
Love Lil White.
Why wasn't he on stage?
Lil White wasn't playing for those Grizzlies last night.
That's right.
And I'm moving it back to that. You got any problem with that?
No, go ahead, man.
The way this team is playing defense right now has moved it up from 30th when this winning streak began to 25th right now in defensive efficiency. And you might say, well, Jason, they were 7th last year. That's not all that impressive. But I go back to it. We touched on in the opening with Jessica Benson. This team over its 5-game winning streak, so going back, I believe, to November 28th when they played Sacramento, where it started, they've been number one in defensive efficiency. Better than Golden State, better than, funny enough, the Spurs of late. That's a 5-game stretch. Now, you want that thing to continue, but the fact is, again, with as They've been 10 points better, frankly, in rating than Golden State over that point, essentially. You're not going to stay that hot.
Mm-hmm.
You're not going to keep playing teams this shorthanded. Let's factor that in, too, because you've gotten some of that. But you can dang sure continue this sort of effort and remain top 10. Again, like we talked about, you're 7 last year. Many of the same pieces are there. Look at the better play, especially on the boards that you're getting from Steven Adams now. It feels like Ja's close. And the idea that you can stay at this level, now, probably not. You wouldn't do that anyway because the numbers are adding up now where, listen, your net points per game, what, minus 4.4 before this thing started? Now you're, what, up around zero? Like, you've changed everything in these five games. You're not going to stay this good, this effective defensively, holding teams under 100, but you can absolutely still be top third of the league. And I don't think, you know, when Ja Morant gets back, it all of a sudden goes to hell. Now, we've talked about it. This will be a challenge to him as well. I mean, you hear Taylor Jenkins talking about this way this team is stepped up, and especially on that defensive side. They got a good thing going right now. Those guys all believe we're going to go out there each night now, right now during this streak, and keep teams under 100. They believe that. So as close as Ja is, you figure this is going to be here soon. Maybe by the end of this week, we shall see. I don't suspect it all of a sudden is going to go back to hell. So, point being, you can keep up this level. Oh, by the way, they've been better, slick, better efficient, at least more efficient offensively as well. Now, again, a lot of that is because you're going against shorthanded teams. But at a time where we're asking, could you tread water when Ja Morant goes down, they've upped the level. They're playing better on not just defensive side, but on the offensive side as well.
Mm-hmm.
It looks good for this team going forward. They're going to stay top four in the West? Probably not.
Right.
But it absolutely looks good for this team going forward. They get Ja Morant.
It's not the craziest thing, right? I mean, again, we had this conversation a month ago kind of before they started a little bit of a swing.
Well, three of them are there, John.
Right. Right.
Three is done.
Yes.
Golden State, Phoenix, Utah.
Yes.
That's three right there. That would mean you stay above everybody else. I would still tell you at this point, I still take the field.
I don't know, though, dude.
Because you'd give me – those three aren't changing.
I agree with you.
Those three above you.
Yeah, that's done. But look. The Clippers don't strike fear in my heart.
And Kawhi, by the end of the season,
injury issues and the 1-2 combination of Luka and Porzingis, it's not even that cold anyway. The Lakers are old and decrepit. The Nuggets, you beat them twice here in Memphis, and they don't have Jamal Murray. So tell me why the Grizzlies can't finish 4 or 5. I mean, I really like.
No, I'm just not really give you 4. Yeah, I don't think this.
I mean,
team,
it's 4 or 5 is not, you know, same thing, right? I mean,
long season. Again, you're going to have your ups and downs. More downs will come.
They will, but like I think the Grizzlies are good. I think the Grizzlies have proven that they are a good team, and I think they've proven that they've got metal.
Well, yeah, you can still be a good team, not finish top 4.
Yeah,
you finish top 4 in the West, you're damn near elite.
But this West is not your.
I'll give you that. I just think you're going a little early. I think you're a little early. You're a little premature here.
Yeah, I mean,
something you like to do.
I think, well, you know, my daughter, believe it or not, she came a month and a half early. So it's a genetic thing.
Runs in the family.
You know, I come early all the time. I mean, like prematurely, the proclamations.
We know it's a problem.
Excited.
For you.
Yeah, it is a problem that
you can see somebody about that. I think.
Can you?
Just got
pills.
Just got called.
I don't. You know,
you
Viagra.
Get a little too excited.
Viagra helps fight Alzheimer's. Did you guys see that? Yeah, they said like there's a 69% chance if you take Viagra that.
Of course, it's that.
It could reduce your risk of Alzheimer's. So
more sex in general.
This is great news for you, as somebody that has needed it for quite some time.
Must be talking about it. Who are you talking to?
Who are you speaking to?
Everybody knows. Everybody knows.
Knows what?
Everybody knows you on that stuff.
Get the hell.
Bro, I'll tell you this. I take a great deal of pride.
Oh, no.
In
your prescription.
And what I don't need.
There you go.
In this department, okay?
Let's just leave it at that.
I don't need
a dang thing. It reduces your risk of Alzheimer's.
Are the Grizzlies on Viagra?
Without Ja, they appear to be.
Get him back on track, Brad.
I'm trying to help the listeners.
Nobody needs that. Well, you read Viagra. Oh, it helps with Alzheimer's. Honey, I might need to. Let me try this.
What?
They got your... You read that recently, and now that's what you're
morning.
Thinking about?
Yeah. Well, and I'm thinking about, you know, Jeff.
Well, keep that to yourself.
Oh, my goodness.
Well, I mean, it's
or share it with your buddy, Jeff Calkins.
No. Okay? Let's not bring Jeff into
it
this.
It ain't necessary
that's
for me.
That's ages.
He's 60 years old.
That's young, bro.
It's not, really.
That's only 15 years older than I am.
It's really not young, though. Let's not.
My old man's old. That's not 60.
Be careful on messing around with that Viagra money. Especially if somebody's young as you.
Yeah, that, it sounds like you're projecting.
You get it, you could get addicted.
I don't think you can get addicted, bro.
What it does for you.
Really? You think you could get addicted? That is interesting. I've never even thought about that, Jason. That, I know you have because
Grizzlies playing like they're on five.
They are, and it's really fun to see.
Without Ja Morant.
Yes.
See how we do that?
Yeah,
well, pumped up.
Continue to try to keep that thing rolling on, was it tomorrow?
Yes.
On Wednesday night against the Dallas Mavericks, who again are going to be on the second night of a back-to-back. So, yeah, I mean, look, I don't know if they will or not. I think when you look at the rest of the West, though, and sort of where these teams are and what they have cooking, I think 4-5 is absolutely in your crosshairs.
Here's the other. Number 8 over the 5 games in offensive efficiency. That's that, oh, by the way. Been nice.
Get a lot of fun facts.
Some of that skewed by the margin of victory against OKC.
These are some amazing facts.
But the turnaround is amazing.
I don't think any of these facts are as interesting as the one that I brought to the table, which is like Viagra reduces your risk. Like that's a life hack. You could actually apply that in your daily life.
It has some side effects though that could hurt you in some other areas.
Yeah.
Well, just don't last for longer than 4 hours. Call your doctor.
Yeah, I thought if you have heart issues, anything like that, it could
can't handle it.
Right. You have to be sure with your doctor. That's what you got to clear with your doctor. John,
would you rather have heart
that.
Issues or Alzheimer's? I'd rather have the heart issue, to be honest.
I would prefer to try to stay away from both.
Well, of course.
Yeah, I don't think I want to pick one there.
Right.
Neither one. I mean, heart issues take you out faster than anything.
Well, do your own research. That's what I would tell you.
We know you've been doing quite a bit.
Well, I just saw it on Twitter today. You know, I saw it on Twitter this morning. Well,
better believe that.
It means it's got to be true, right? So,
Sam,
buckle up.
You don't got to worry about that.
Well said, Brad.
Next story.
Thank you.
All right, on to the NFL game last night. The New England Patriots were able to get the win despite only passing the ball 3 times. What a performance from Mac Jones, rookie quarterback Mac Jones, 2 of 3 for 19 yards. You do have
to. Is that a joke?
No, I'm saying you do have to give him credit.
That's what I'm saying. Bills should be ashamed of themselves, right?
Well, the way he managed the game.
All 19 of them passing yards?
Yes.
He managed them.
And some of those were into the wind, I want to say.
New England said, do this. Okay. That's it. And he gets all the credit?
Yeah, I think Mac
passing 3 times and handing off, 46, whatever it was?
I mean, you have to.
This ain't about Mac Jones.
Well, he was in.
The Patriots could do their game, do whatever they wanted to Buffalo.
No.
Like, get past.
No. He was operating at the line of scrimmage. He was changing the play at the line of scrimmage. He was reading the defense. He was changing sort of, you know, coverages and alignments and things like that.
Like that, man. Peyton Manning.
And
or Tom.
There's no question about it that Mac Jones is the rookie of the year. Your boy Jamar has, you know, it's the T. Higgins show in Cincinnati. Now, I don't know if you paid attention the last couple of weeks. But give Mac the trophy now. And, Brad, you might have to dig this up.
Because of the wins.
From April. But, you know, I absolutely said Mac Jones was going to be the second best quarterback in this draft. And you laughed and you made a fat joke about Mac, which I thought, you know, continues to be just disgusting and reprehensible.
Right.
But now look. Now it's what's so funny. He's the best quarterback out of this draft right now. Trey Lance
can't even get
on the field right now. And Jimmy G sucks.
What I told you is he got the best system going for him right
now.
Is Mac Jones the best quarterback
in the
draft?
They ask nothing of him 2 of 3 for 19 yards.
Stop. He had to hand the ball off 46 times.
Now, I'm using last night's game. I'm with you on Mac Jones has impressed me this year, but using last night's game as the example of why and how and the evidence is the wrong thing to do, John.
No, I think you do need to give him credit. I think you do need to give him credit because he got on the road.
The fewest in Pat's history. You know why? Because with that wind, his little noodle arm wasn't going to be able to get the ball to the receiver 10 yards down the field. Bill Belichick recognizes that and says, you know what? We're going to run the ball 40-something times. They won't be able to stop us. And the wind will not affect your weak-armed throws.
Mac Jones.
That's knowing your personnel.
No, Mac Jones plays within himself, and I think there's a lot that quarterbacks could take from him.
As Rex Ryan says, the man got a pea shooter.
Wow. Wow, that's
But John wants to come in here and laud him after every performance, including after 2 of 3 for 19 yards. There, Mac Jones is not the story last
night.
It's ridiculous.
He had 310 passing yards against the Titans the week before that.
Right. It's about how game plan beat the Bills last night. Take Mac Jones out of the equation. So let's talk about Bill Belichick.
So you think just anybody could have come up?
Let's talk about how what a letdown this is for the Bills.
And
not about Mac
that game
Jones
last night. Honestly, you think anybody could have just done that?
Yes.
You think Jamarcus Russell could have come and done that?
Jacoby Brissett could have done it because they're running on the Bills. They're running.
Well, I thought it was an impressive, like those three passes for 19 yards. I got to tell you, they were honestly among the most impressive passes you will see in an NFL game.
You focus on more mediocre performances of white athletes than anybody we know in 2020. It's amazing.
There's a real audience for that.
And here's a chance. Again, you got a chance. White coach. I don't understand why you're running away from it. But you feel like it is. You told everybody Mac Jones is going to be fantastic.
Yep.
And you want to continue now. They're number one in the AFC, so it's Mr. I got to look right. You don't look right after 2 of 3 for 19 yards.
No, I think it's impressive that he knows what he is. You know.
Now you're making a decent case. He noodle-armed QB that knows the system well.
That's how good Mac Jones is. He don't even have to pass to win the game. That's how good he is. That's how gifted he is.
I think there were 40 mile per hour gusts last night.
He intimidates.
That's what they talked about. Did you hear it?
He intimidates the defense with just the sheer threat of him, you know?
Weakest arm we've seen since Chad Pennington?
That's why they couldn't stop the run. They were so focused on the pass.
He is in better shape than he was when we saw that picture of him in that with his shirt off.
I mean, if you want me to move off of Mac Jones, we can.
Please,
yes, it was a decent game for the Patriots on the ground.
Patriots are a Super Bowl team, right?
Damian Harris.
No.
Ramondre Stevenson.
No.
They are the one seed in the AFC. They are now the favorites to make the Super Bowl.
Wow.
What more do you need to see from them?
Because at some point it will be on Mac Jones. Mac Jones
well,
going to have
to do Mac Jones against the Titans.
And he's not ready for that yet.
310 yards.
What Titans?
The Tennessee Titans.
Without Derrick Henry Titans?
They beat the Rams.
You don't get the same credit points for that.
They beat the Chiefs, too.
Lost to the Jets.
Was that with Derrick Henry, the Chiefs game? I can't remember.
They're just as capable of losing any decent team, any good team. I don't know why you run away from this. This says more to me about the Bills, who we thought had it all, who we thought we were crowning and saying, you know what, doesn't just look like they're, going to be an AFC championship game. Looks like that we might be able to this year to put them ahead of the Chiefs and look at them now. They don't even look like they want to win their division.
Yeah.
You know, when we going to look at the Bills and saying, let down? When we going to hold some Bills accountable, John? What's that, McDermott?
Yeah, McDermott.
Got out-coached last night.
He really did, and he was really sensitive about it.
Yes, he was.
After the game, he said, "This is let's not give Bill Belichick any more credit than we have to," because he realized how good a performance it was for Mac Jones. But what was interesting about him saying, let's not give more credit to Bill Belichick than we need to, is as he was sort of on this point, he's like, well, our starting field position was, we averaged around the 40-yard line. And, their starting position was, around the 23-yard line. And we had a couple of turnovers. And it's like, you don't realize how stupid you look right now because you were basically saying that Bill Belichick outcoached you. You had better field position all game. And, look, it continues to be an issue with Buffalo. When they can move the ball, they can get in between the 20s.
Yeah, what's up with the red zone?
But they can't punch it in. They can't score touchdowns.
Why is that? They got a tight end and Knox.
He dropped the ball 5,000 times last night.
Okay, well, he's usually better than that. He caught two the week before.
But he didn't.
He can't be the only problem, though. That's says more about the run game than it does the tight end.
They don't have a run game. They clearly do not have a run game.
Inside the 20, that hurts.
Devin Singletary or Zach Moss. I mean, I still thought the Bills should have won that game last night.
Why did they go? They were down 4, right?
Mm-hmm.
So you're down 4, and they go for the field goal with the wind whipping its ass off out there.
I can't remember what the down and did, but there's a lot of time.
It was five minutes to go. So you got to, and the decision he made was, let's kick this field goal.
I think there was a little more than 5. I think it was more like
4.5.
It was in the fourth quarter, but I don't think it was that late.
It was late, dude. I remember looking at the time.
They went for it on 4th and 14 with like 2 minutes left in the game, So I don't think it was that quick, but they did, because there was just so much time and they felt good about it. I mean, again, that run defense did get stops. I mean, they had, I think, 9 tackles for loss. They had one busted play. And beyond that, they did a pretty good job. But in a game like that, where the elements are as ridiculous and severe as they are, that's what it comes down to a lot. I'm with you, Jason. It feels like the Patriots have to lose at some point here, right? They have the Colts after a bye.
Well, at some point, game plan's not always going to be executed perfectly.
They've benefited from a pretty soft schedule. Right. Other than this game, right? They played after they lost to the Cowboys in overtime. They played the Jets, who they killed. And they played the Chargers, who you never know what you're getting from the Chargers in a given week. Then they played the Panthers, who were reeling at that time. The Browns were banged up. The Falcons suck. The Titans don't have Derrick Henry.
You could find some holes with who they'd be before last night.
It still is Bill Belichick, right? And if you're any team in the AFC, you don't want to see them. You don't want to see, or God forbid, have to travel to Gillette to play in an elimination game. Agreed?
Mm-hmm.
Agreed? Mac Jones and Bill Belichick?
I mean, yeah, I mean, with the way their defense and run game's operating right now, no, it's not who you
want to see. And the thing about Mac Jones,
but
man,
if you've got a great quarterback, I don't think you're necessarily scared of that
matchup.
Well,
who in the AFC? Okay, there's one great quarterback right now that I'm seeing.
I mean,
and how great has he been? He's not been that great. Lamar throws four picks a game.
For whatever reason, even though it's you haven't seen 30 and 40 point games, KC does be sort of seeming to figure it out. He's figuring out that I'm going to have to do it with some 10 and 12 play drives.
Yes.
And yes, it's been a little bit of an adjustment for him, but he's figuring it out. He's getting there.
Yeah,
Patrick
Mahomes. I mean, look, the Patriots can win the AFC this year because the AFC is just down. Like, it just is. The NFC's low, the AFC is down. But one thing about Mac Jones, like, and I know we haven't talked a lot about him. Like, he just doesn't make mistakes. Like, Mac Jones does not, like, he's a perfect quarterback.
He's not a perfect quarterback.
He is a flawless.
Ooh. If he was that, he would
he
been
is a
first
flawless
quarterback,
quarterback.
He is not that's why he dropped down to them. He's not a perfect quarterback. What do you not understand about this dude's arm is jello.
He is the prototype. He is the kind of leader and guy you want.
You missed the point completely. It just shows you that Bill Belichick, man, the guy's the GOAT, that you could do this with this unathletic dude who, yes, can run a system. And, yes, Shody can run a system in Alabama.
Mac Jones
made
Bill Belichick.
But you're winning, look what he's doing. You're winning games with him throwing three passes. Who does that?
Mac Jones made Bill Belichick. It was not the other way around. Everybody knows that.
We're going to move on here.
Bill Belichick did not make Mac Jones, bro.
Right.
Bill Belichick is a product of Mac Jones.
Okay.
That's how this is able to happen. And you got to stop with this. You got to stop with this.
Next story.
You did the right thing, bro.
All real Patriots fans know that it's the Mac show up there.
So, any idea who holds the single game record for three-pointers in a game?
Mac Jones.
Who?
Be Clay Thompson.
Really?
Take a guess on the number. Go ahead, John. Go ahead, Brad.
It's not too long ago because I remember that game.
We can get John's mind off Mac Jones, Mac Sexy Jones.
Was
for
it?
A
was it mid 15s? It was like 15, right? Was it a crazy number? It was a crazy number.
Like, was it like 12 or 13?
It's very close. It's 14.
14.
And
I knew it was a lot.
He broke Curry's previous record of 13.
Huh. Okay.
Steph Curry says don't rule him out hitting 16 in his next game. Because why? That's how many he needs to break Ray Allen's career record. To go past all-time threes, he needs 16. Somebody was asking basically, well, you're not going to do it next game. And he's like, well, don't count it out.
Right.
Okay? So be aware of it. Did you guys know he's up on Ray Allen this close? I guess it was only I guess I probably thought that Steph Curry was already the all-time leader in threes.
I did too. Yeah.
That he was still short. He's 14. No, what is it? 16 short of 2,973. Could do that Wednesday against the Portland Trailblazers. Dude's not going to hit 16.
Right. Wow. No, okay. I mean, because how many would you have to take? 32? 35?
Imagine him calling a shot.
If Clay, you've made 13 in one game before.
Right.
Clay's made 14.
Yeah.
You can do it.
You can do it.
It won't happen with you needing that many to break the all-time record.
It'll look like you're trying to do it.
But
right.
Steph,
I mean,
right,
like,
it would. It would. And it would get get them out of their offense a little bit. Now, he does. He pointed out, he takes enough threes in a game in their offense.
Well, how many does he take a game?
That if he was hot. He could get there. I think it's 11 or 12.
I'm guessing.
It's that bad. Go to Basketball Reference. You find it.
I'm not just going to do what you ask me to do, man.
But you need to, because again.
Last few games, 13, 17. These are three
attempts.
13, 17, 11, 14, 13, 15, 11. He would have to go 16 of 16, and that's not happening.
Mm.
I mean, it's just not happening.
He can't do it.
No,
I'm saying he won't
do it
next game.
Yeah, he can't do it. And he doesn't have to. I don't understand the obsession.
Dude, if somebody can hit 14, they can hit 16.
Yeah, but
it can be done.
Yeah, but look, I mean, it's just not. It's not going to happen. So get over it.
Again, it's kind of strange that this is a story, but Steph said, don't rule me out. That's right. What made it a story.
The story is that he's about to be, in less than a week, the all-time leading three-point shooter in the history of the NBA, which is, like, remarkable.
You got to make curious how many. He takes 13.2 a game this season.
Yeah, so it's well below his average. He's not going to hit it in this game.
If he hit a few, he'd stay. He'd keep doing it.
Yeah, he mm-hmm. it's
just
still
like Klay did in that
16,
game. He hit 14.
Bro?
Start cooking.
No, 16 ain't happening in a single game. No matter how hard he tries.
What's crazy is that two of the best shooters played in the same era on the same team.
That is the part.
Maybe two of the best, you know, two top five.
Yeah.
Would you put them top three ever?
I mean, yeah.
Yes. Because of Klay's release, he's got to be in there, right?
His form is just impeccable, you know?
And Klay could do it without dribbling, all that stuff. You're talking about shooters, long-range shooters.
Yeah, like, Klay is a professional shooter.
Yeah, I mean, and the same era on the same team, the odds of that. Sort of like Green Bay having back-to-back Hall of Famers, but even maybe even crazier because you got him on the same team.
Now
Jordan Poole looks like he wants to do
something. Yes, he does. I mean, he ain't going to catch Steph.
I'm just saying, they got like the next generation already coming up.
Well, that dude is
a beast.
We haven't even mentioned James Wiseman.
Oh, here we go.
He might break the record, according to you. Coming soon. Stay tuned.
No, Musa going to break it.
And Musa, your report.
They said Musa shooting threes at Oklahoma.
Oh, really?
They said the summer report last year.
Oklahoma State done unlocked him, and he's shooting threes now, like he did at Lausanne.
Well, last arm.
100% of them. You heard about that?
Yeah, I heard Stan Simpson averaging 42 in Czechoslovakia.
That is a well dig.
Stan Simpson's on his way to a fantastic coaching career, it sounds like.
No, I heard he's in the Ukraine, averaging 74 a game.
I don't think he's still playing. No,
Ren Lake Community College.
Yeah. He's going to represent the USSR in the Olympics. Mm-hmm. That's what I heard. 76 points a game, coach. So, you know, we're going to lock Musa and Stan in a gym.
Y'all digging deep in the well here.
Last man standing.
Yeah, and James Wiseman. See who comes out of that three.
Who do you think in a one-on-one situation would win, Musa or Stan? That's a hell
My
of a
man
match.
Is James Wiseman.
No, your man is Stan,
why are you making me Stan
because
you're Musa?
No, because you came at me about my Musa
man's
report.
James. It's
your
James
man is Stan.
Versus.
Yeah, because you're the guy that said Stan's looking like he might – challenge for CUSA Player of the Year.
If Josh just couldn't handle him.
Right. But honestly, who's better, Musa or Stan? Like at their prime, peak.
Musa!
In terms of contributions to the program, I think you'd have to hand it to Stan.
Wow.
What
he did for that team in practices and against Jackson State?
Bro, I love Stan.
Give me Musa's high. Give me Musa's, what was the highlight?
The highlight was he was the freshman of the year.
Yep.
That was by default.
Why? There's no such thing as a default Freshman of the Year award.
He averaged like 6-6.
That's good.
That's pretty damn
good.
Near Stan numbers.
No, it's not.
Oh, it ain't much better.
Stan averaged 2 points a game, dude.
Dude, he dominated Jackson State.
Yeah.
And Musa did not do much better.
Musa had a couple good games, bro, in his Memphis career.
Yeah, Stan never turns back either. What, he just ran out of eligibility, did he not? He didn't transfer out of here. Musa turned his back. Don't do this.
Yeah.
Don't do
this. Are you really Googling?
No, I don't need. There weren't any. Like, I love Stan. There weren't any stats
nothing
to look,
there.
Look up.
No, there's nothing.
I'm trying to look up his game log from 2020, Musa.
Musa Cisse.
Because I want you to remember. I want you to, because you clearly have, once they leave, you just write them off, don't you?
Penny couldn't play him.
Yeah, he had 15-9 against East Carolina in a big blowout win. 14-13.
That's better than I remember.
Double double.
He had 14-13 against Mississippi Valley State on December the 8th. We're coming up on the anniversary of that one tomorrow.
Yep.
That was a big one.
Yeah, I hear you talking all the time about boogie this, boogie that. Did you see USC last night? They're undefeated. I don't hear you talking about Musa. Where's the Musa Oklahoma State update from John?
Musa had 10-10 against SMU on January the 26th. That was a 76-72.
I think that's the one that clinched freshman of the year.
What's his season? What was his season high in blocks? He had 4 blocks against SMU in that game as well. 10-10-4. That's a highlight, bro. That's a great game, you know. Now you're right. There are some just doo-doo stat lines in here. No question about. I mean, like, I'm just looking at the end of his season.
Stan didn't have the benefit of being
5-5, 6-1,
a top 10,
6-3, 0-2.
Stan had to earn
3-6.
The JUCO route.
And now Musa is averaging, you're not going to believe this, 6-6 at Oklahoma State. Sometimes you just, in life, man, you're just a 6-6 guy.
I think he's got to turn around.
Now, if the answer is Musa would do in Stan Simpson, bro. Like,
no.
Boozer would dunk all over Stan. Now, Stan might be able to bring him out, but are we calling fouls?
Bring him out. He's like, going to use the body. We don't need to bring anybody out.
Didn't he have a little bit of a touch? Maybe I'm misremembering.
I think there's a segment of our audience who doesn't know who Stan Simpson is.
Former Tiger.
Well, how could you not know who Stan Simpson is?
What years was he here? 12 to 16, 12 to 15, 12 to 14?
No, he was a JUCO, came in from
like 11
your,
to 13.
I want to say it was Logan. Logan Community College up there in Chicago,
but
you would know
you
about.
You really took a – the reason why John's kind of trying to poke the bear is
he started it.
You took a liking to Stan Simpson early on.
He did. He felt a connection to Stan. Stan was here.
I think that you can't
Logan
compare
Logan A. Community College, something like that.
Stan was here 11, 12, and 12 and 13, and he averaged 1.6 points a game.
Mm-hmm. Kind of a lackluster career.
Yeah.
We thought that second
kind
year.
Kind of a lackluster career.
He had big things ahead of him.
Yes.
It happens.
Is what Josh was promising us.
Listen, I've heard of these teams underperforming before. I mean, maybe you could – you never – no, it can happen anytime.
I liked Stan. I liked Stan a lot. I got to know Stan pretty well, and, you know, I had a – I won't
you
go
had
there.
No,
yeah,
no,
I won't, I won't
oh,
go
you
there.
Were in school at that time.
Yeah, we weren't classmates, although I knew – again, I'm not going to go there. But Stan Simpson – Moose would give him the business, and that's just something that you've got to accept.
Okay.
I'm not sure.
All right, we have a lot more that we're going to get to here on the show. Ryan Silverfield is going to join us at 1:05. We'll continue to ask him, Moose or Stan? You know, what would you say? So we'll get into that with Ryan Silverfield and also Transfer Portal, how you look back on the regular season and everything that happened, right? We'll get into all that with Ryan Silverfield at 1:05. Stick around. Jason and John, 90s FM, ESPN.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max. Jeff Calkins, 9 a.m. till 11 a.m. Jason and John, weekday, middays, 11 till 2. Giannotto and Jeffrey, weekday, mid-afternoons, 2 till 4. The Gary Parrish Show, weekday afternoons, 4 till 6 p.m. Smart speakers, simply say, play 92.9 ESPN.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
If you are on the move, thinking about listing your home, get with the team at Live Love Group. Now, at the real estate agency, Jennifer Carson and her team, they're the best. I'm just telling you right now, they're going to help you get top dollar for your home. And you're going to enjoy this process. They're great people. They're straightforward. And they're business focused. They want to get top dollar for your home. They're going to do it. They've done it time and time. Again, a lot of things have changed because they're moving to the real estate agency. But those teams are the same. And right now, it is still a great time to sell your home. You want to get top dollar. Let the Live Love Memphis and Live Love DeSoto teams at the Real Estate Agency help you do just that.
You know there are a lot of those rock-bottom real estate investors out there. You owe it to yourself to call or reach out to the Live Love Memphis team, and here's why. We'll always disclose, they will, to you what the market value of your home is. And then you can make the decision from there if you'd like to list or if you'd rather take an investor's offer. All you got to do, simply email your home address to investor@livelovememphis.com. Great way to do research at this point for a free analysis. Don't worry, no obligation, no hassle. Just an offer. Email your home address to investor@livelovememphis.com. It's the Live Love Memphis and Live Love DeSoto teams at the Real Estate Agency. They're licensed in Tennessee, Mississippi. Call them up, 625-5200.
I got a text yesterday from somebody that's in the basketball world, and I can't say who it is, but they said everybody that I talk to is dying to see the starters on Friday. Like in the you know, basketball world bubble, right, that knows what's going on at Memphis. And it is funny, like, you just kind of, like, when things are going sort of awry, like, you get calls. Like, I got a call from an assistant coach in the Power Five last week. I got a call from an assistant coach not in the Power Five last night. Like, everybody just is like, what's going on in Memphis? Like, it's like it's one of those, like, it's just gossip or whatever. But it, with Memphis, it feels like it's always like there's a little bit more interest and a little bit more attention. And I got a text yesterday from somebody who said, I really, everybody is dying to see the Stars on Friday. The question that I have for you is, do you think that Penny has cooled off since the things he said after the loss to Ole Miss, saying that I'm only going to play the guys that care? Or do you anticipate another lineup change? Because that would be, what, the fourth of the season?
I've lost count.
Okay. Yeah, because Amani, you know, Landers went in the lineup. You know, Alo came out, and then Amani came out of the lineup. The last game, Earl went in. So that would be three starting lineups. Now this would make four.
Timberlake, Landers, Lester Quinones, DeAndre, Jalen Duren was your starting five against Ole Miss, and they were playing well, and
yes,
he decided to sub in four before the media timeout.
Facts.
I think it's been pointed out to Penny, and I'm sure he's gone back and looked that five was actually operating at a pretty high level. It's funny, we didn't see that five again the entire game. That same five, we did not see the entire game again, even though they were performing well to start the game.
Yep.
I suspect after watching film, after listening to his assistants and everything else, you're going to be stick with the same starting lineup. Like, because I would tell you that continuing to try to get Earl Timberlake involved, adjusted to being one of the primary playmakers, if not the primary playmaker, is the way to try to get out of this thing. Is one of the solutions to me. It feels like that seems realistic.
Yep.
Okay. And getting him starting and comfortable with that is a step in that right direction. What I'd tell you, John, is that, and again, it feels like you've taken a couple of steps here. Stick with the five that you had that were working against Ole Miss before you changed it up. Stay with that against Murray State. But we know Penny rarely stays with anything. We literally predicted that things would change against Ole Miss, and they did. In this case, it was for the worse because he went back to playing, you know, 12, 13 guys, which in turn led to, you know, the 20 turnovers again.
Yep.
So trusting and hoping, you know, trusting, I'll put it that way, that Penny's going to come back with the same starting five is – sometimes be misplaced because he's a man who likes to change things.
Well, let me ask you this.
That whole starting, to your point about the question and him calling, that whole starting the guys that care, that part, by the time you get to Friday, hopefully that's behind you. Because what that sounds like to me is starting a lot of guys that might not fit necessarily together on the floor, might not be best for game plan.
Mm-hmm.
And hopefully by Friday you've moved on sort of from that. You've got guys that care and that fit together that you're ready to throw back out there. I would tell you go back with the same starting five because it was working.
Mm-hmm.
It was working.
Yeah, my question would be if you did do that, right? If you did go with the five.
I don't care if you go A-Lo to get to Timberlake or Timberlake to A-Lo, but that it's got to be sort of that. Not Imani at the one, we know that, don't we?
Yes, facts.
Okay.
If you did go with the five, though, that cared the most. Like, if that's like, all right, I want to do the, like, in Penny's mind, what is that five?
It's something that doesn't fit.
It's like A-Lo, Tyler, Malcolm.
Jaden.
Jaden and Jalen. I think I actually texted this person that, as a matter of fact. That's exactly what I did. Yeah. You know, and maybe DeAndre, right? I mean,
but see, that's what I think is the issue, because I would tell you that Lester Quiñones cares.
Like, I agree.
He struggled a little bit in making an adjustment. Even if Lander's Nolly, he's probably the one that struggled the most with this adjustment and what you're asking of them, this new role. I would tell you, John, that those guys, they can still help you.
Yes.
Yeah, I'm going to say, like, they're worth it. It isn't all of a sudden they're not worth having as a part of this team or just signing off. Those guys were hitting big shots for you, playing big minutes. Lester's done that his entire career for you.
Yep.
You know, so whatever it is, you got to get him back in the fold.
Well, that's the thing, is like,
I just don't think it's to the degree that he's making it out to be.
You know, Lester has been an unbelievable contributor.
That dude's 10 toes down, man.
And he has been, you know? And he has been, basically.
It's not just saying that it's just Lomax and those guys that know about that. That's a slap in the face almost to how hard those guys, that Lester and others, have played for you. I'll be the first one to tell you, yeah, it's looked ugly at times for some of these older guys in terms of, again, changing their roles. But I think deep down, man, those dudes care as much as anything, man. And they're as embarrassed as anybody by the way Memphis has performed over the last three games. I know it matters to Lester Quiñones. I know it matters to DeAndre Williams. Now, DeAndre got to figure out how to play without Fallon. Like, you're too experienced for this. You know, some of the mistakes he's made. But I don't think caring or necessarily trying to sabotage the freshman is your issue. It's a rotation and chemistry issue that, again, gets fixed by the head coach.
Yeah.
Not the DNA of the players all of a sudden changing.
Yeah, because those guys were – the majority of those guys were here last year, you know. The same guys, your veterans, they were here last year when you won a championship.
You expect to change the starting lineup?
In the NIT.
Or do you buy my thinking there? I think they will have gotten to Penny by Friday that they say, you know what, this lineup was actually working for you, Penny.
But it's, you know, it's unpredictable usually, though, you know. Sometimes it's pretty predictable with Penny, and other times it's not. And I think this is one of those moments right now where it's like, you know, I think it would be wise and prudent for him. And again, I understand that his frustration, you know, you're losing three games in a row. You're not getting the production that you hoped you'd be getting from certain guys.
Imani feels like the older guys are freezing him out. Don't you sense that that's what that talk's been about?
Oh, absolutely.
Imani has told them that the older guys are freezing him out. And maybe that's why he's more comfortable with Lomax, which leads to, well, you got to have Timberlake starting.
No doubt.
Because you can't put Imani out there with him,
yes.
And so you're gonna have Imani coming off with Lomax coming
off. But look,
off,
like which
actually makes some sense.
Like the way that I feel about this, and look, I'm really not trying to be like, you know, I'm not trying to like dig in on this. But if there is any division on this team, it was created by Penny. It was created by Penny because when Imani showed up, he talked about this to Brendan Quinn, saying that he's coming here to take jobs. Right? And even though that might be true, like, you got to massage that, you know? Like, you can't just jam it in there and drop Imani in and say, all right, boys, let's figure it out. You know, like, that's sort of...
And then what's wrong with you?
Yeah, oh, what are you...
Lander's Nolly.
Yeah, you guys don't like the arrangement.
Because you understood it was going to be an issue.
And then, you know, after that loss to Georgia, you know, you called out your veterans saying that they're not rooting for the younger guys on the team. And then you do it again against the loss... after the loss to Ole Miss. So, like, you're sort of – you're playing into that, you know, whereas you have to – and he did a little bit last night, right, like in the post-game radio show – or not the post-game, but his radio show that he does every week. You know, he kind of walked that back. But I'm just like, you know, don't do it again, right, because it only gets worse from here if that – obviously winning is the cure-all. But short of that, you know – You got to try to find a different method to reach these guys and to get what you want out of them, because I feel like backing them over, you know, with a sprinter van is not going to get the desired results.
But I feel like last night could be, I'll put it this way, I can't say was for sure anything, but that was an attempt at that, a step in that direction.
I agree with you. I agree with you.
That you don't contribute to what's potentially a chemistry issue by constantly calling guys out publicly when you don't have to, that what you do is you say, this is on me.
Right.
And you keep... The funny part is that Penny, you know, comes from this code in this former professional that what happens in the locker room stays in the locker room. But when it comes to media and what he talks about, he almost gives you – he goes against that code. He gives you more necessarily than you need. Mm-hmm. He tells you it all. He tells you how Imani's feeling about the rest of his teammates and everything else.
Yep.
Right? You don't see other college basketball coaches do that. And it sort of goes against that whole what happens inside the locker room, what happens inside the program stays within the program. I think having seen what he's seen the last couple of days – it's pretty easy to see, you know what? Sometimes that's a road I don't need to go down.
Yep.
And again, you keep keeping more in-house some of these issues right, probably can save yourself from a few potential problems. Again, oh, now I'm. You said this about me publicly, and my auntie heard you say this, and now she said, and my dad said this, and right? It can protect you from that sometimes when you don't air out all of your dirty laundry, which, you know, and again, we love, right? We love the quotes. Media eats it all up. Oh, this is great. This is more than just your regular coach speak. Penny's giving you all the goods here, but it's unnecessary, and I would have to think that over the last couple of days, he's seen that, look, my contribution to this can't be publicly calling out guys where, you know, only, you know, guys taking offense to that is probably going to be the result. My contribution to that's probably got to be, you know what, I can shut some things down here, take more responsibility myself, and we can move on from there. That tends to be the way that most coaches find benefits you most. And you thought Penny was getting there, and I think he is, you know, through his 4 years, he's definitely made some progress in that area.
Yep.
But how could you not feel that way after the last 2 days and seeing, you know, sort of what all this has created? Forget what the media is saying, like Penny talking about the announcers getting on him. Forget that. It's what those players and their belief in you and getting them back on the same page that's ultimately going to smooth this whole thing over. So, and that, again, goes back to a look in the mirror. That's on Penny, not your players. It's your players. You brought Imani. You brought, you know, those issues you knew were coming, and you have to be ready to deal with them and throw some answers at them.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.